You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Thursday's edition of the podcast where we've got a busy day of racing. Fontwell of Beverley and Salisbury in the afternoon. Fosdass, Lingfield, Leopardstown and Tramore on Thursday evening. So a little bit of something for everyone really. And you'll hear every race live with Darren Owen, Paddy Aspall and Ollie Pimlott in the William Hill Racing Radio studio. But for the meantime, my name is Sam Norris and joining me to take a look ahead to Summer Thursday's action is Chris Pimlott. How are you today, Pims?
Well, very good afternoon to you, Sam. I'm in excellent form, thanks, young fella. Enjoying the beautiful summer sunshine at long last. And just trying to keep my powder dry for next week.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Some fantastic racing to come from York next week. You mentioned we're just about maybe seeing a little bit of the sun, but it's not been the greatest summer so far, has it?
It's been absolute garbage, hasn't it?
And it's played real havoc with the racing because we haven't been able to see some of the, well, as many of the fast ground horses as we'd have liked. Of course, we saw Golden Horn withdrawn the other week. It's been a bit of a disappointment, really.
It has indeed, and the great news is obviously that Golden Horn versus Glen Eagles could well take place next week on the Naismire. But trust me, young fella, I'm a Yorkshireman, and Friday is a dire forecast. I think there's an amber triangle on the forecast for York on Friday. So heaven knows how much rain we might get. But hopefully, after that deluge, the sun comes out and the ground begins to dry again and we can have that mouth-watering clash.
Yeah, you're not wrong. An absolute downpour forecast for Friday, but hopefully with a bit of drying conditions Saturday, Sunday and into next week, it won't play too much havoc with the ground at York. You mentioned that mouth-watering clash there, of course. Golden Horn taking on Glen Eagles. I love the way the Racing Post described it this morning. It's on. The clash is on. Obviously, we've got the impressive miler in Glen Eagles. Fantastic middle distance sort in Golden Horn. But the market is really pointing in the direction of the unbeaten Golden Horn. 8-13 he is to win this, and 100-30 for Glen Eagles. Obviously, the trip in the Judgment, is a mile and a quarter, so there might be question marks there for Glen Eagles. Would you have them that far apart in the betting, though?
I think it would, actually, yeah. I think it would, because I really feel that he's been touted as a great miler. He's proved himself at a mile. I'm not so sure a mile and a quarter around the Naismire will be ideal for him. Again, Golden Horn more than likely, well, we know he does stay further than that, having won over a mile and a half in the Derby. So I should imagine that he'll really have to take the sting out of the Coolmore runner and make sure that the stamina is flawed, really. The other concern I have is 8-12 for Joseph O'Brien.
Yeah.
That is mighty light at the minute for him. I mean, he did it last year at 8-12. I think he's struggled with his weight a little bit harder this year. And I'd be worried that I've got a jockey who's doing a very, very minimum weight he's able to do on a big playing field, really. I mean, it's difficult in any race, but in a big race like that, could that fatigue, could that, you know, weight loss come into play, sort of thing? So we'll watch this space. Obviously, the powers that be, the Coolmore boys, they'll obviously want him on because he knows the horse and everything else like that, but I'm not so sure about that weight situation.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be difficult for a man of his height, really, to do that weight. Interesting move by Connections as well, Chris. I mean, they could have ran this in France on Sunday.
Again, though, ground conditions have gone against them, haven't they, at Deauville? So, you know, they said, well, let's wait. Obviously, again, if he's going to run possibly over what we feel might be his wrong trip, the mile and a quarter at York, they definitely will have to be good to firm ground for him because they're not going to take the chance on anything easier because, again, less chance of him seeing that trip out.
Yeah, and it's unlikely that Connections of Golden Horn are going to take a chance on anything slower than good to firm as well. So it really is fingers crossed when it comes to the ground. Otherwise, we could have a bit of a disappointment. Just running through the betting as we have it here at William Hill for the Judmont International. Golden Horn is the 8-13 favourite. Glen Eagles 100-30. 9-2 about time test. The Grey Gatsby 10-1. 14-1 Italac. Criterion is 25s. And Cougar Mountain is a 33-1 chance. outside those top two, could you really see anything else threatening it, Chris?
Not really. I just love the great Gatsby to win. You know, there'd be nothing more popular than him, would there?
Proper Group One horse, but he's bumped into more than most, hasn't he?
That's right, he has indeed. And again, he'd be very popular at the Naismith, wouldn't he? So if the big boys don't take the chance, then he's definitely got his chance, hasn't he? Obviously, if the two big boys take their chances, then they're all playing for the minor berths, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Away from the Judmont then, anything else you're really looking forward to from the Naismith next week?
Well, if the weather's nice, I'm looking forward to Tinky Winky's picnic prior to racing.
Right.
Yeah, I think that'll be my highlight. Yeah, and seeing Ken Pitterson, obviously, in the flesh.
Of course,
on the Naismith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will you be throwing a few pelters his way?
I wouldn't imagine so, yes, indeed. Yeah. Yeah, so all good. I mean, it's great racing all week, so looking forward to it. And they've got all the new facilities finished now. So York should be really looking at its best for a big meeting of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of facilities, actually, one quick thing I do want to touch on. They're very close to racing again at Yarmouth for their 2015 fixture. Good news?
Depends, doesn't it? I'm not a fan of Yarmouth. So.
Have you been?
I went once, many years ago. Many years ago. I went on a train. And it was, well, I could have gone from the other end of the world
really?
Somewhere else than get to Yarmouth. Yeah. It was a nightmare. Don't have a lot of luck punting there either.
Right.
So, you know, it's not going to get my pulse racing, I'm afraid. Okay. Yarmouth reopening.
Fair enough. Well, at least you've got a York to look forward to anyway, Pimmers.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anything else caught the eye of recent times then before we move on to take a look at Thursday's action?
No, not really. I think this is a great sign of the times, though. I go to collect my paper this morning and the lady behind the counter says, I'm going racing on Saturday.
Right.
Oh, brilliant. That's good. Where are you going? I'm going to Doncaster. I said, oh, that's a shame. Really, it's Ladies' Day at Beverley today. You could have gone to Ladies' Day at Beverley. You'd have had a great day out and the forecast is brilliant and everything else like that. And she said, well, I'm only going to the Doncaster races on Saturday because Spandau Ballet are on and I want to relive my youth. And I thought, oh, dear.
Is she going for the racing as well or just Spandau Ballet?
Well, she'll take the racing in, but she's not going to the races and then watching Spandau Ballet. Yeah. She's going to watch Spandau Delhi and take the racing in.
Okay.
Sure sign of the times, I think.
Yeah, well...
So true, funny how it seems.
Yeah. Very, very good. If it gets people through the gates, though, I suppose. But
but what I'm saying is it's a shame that we're having to bring in the bands to get the people in the gates. I mean, York the other week absolutely rocked with Tom Jones.
Yeah.
You know? Which, again, is good. And again, like you say, it's getting people through the gates that wouldn't normally go for a night's racing.
Yeah.
So if we can give them a little bit of a buzz and a bit of a thrill and get the excitement of the racing as well as the music, then hopefully... they'll repeat the business.
Yeah. We'll move on then to take a look at some of Thursday's racing. We've got three from Salisbury and one from Lingfield to take a look at. We'll start with the Salisbury races. First one we're going to take in from there is the 3:55. This one's a filly's handicap over a mile and a half. Nine of them set to take their chance of the time recording in this class four. Quite a few of these in good nick, Pims.
Yeah, they are indeed. And especially, I always think that the fillies are in good form. You know, they keep the form up and they run to the form. And like you quite rightly said, there's one or two of these in real good form of late. Mill Springs is obviously the interesting filly trained by John Gosden. She made all last time out when she won at Chepstow. Admittedly, it was only a mile and a 4 furlong maiden, but she couldn't have done it any easier. She steps into a handicap company off a mark of 77. I'd imagine there's a lot more to come from her. Runs over the same trip as Chepstow, a mile and a half, so that certainly will tick a lot of boxes for her. I thought Zemani was another one that was quite interesting. Fairly unexposed for the James Tate Yard. Ran okay when finishing fourth in a mile and two handicap at Newmarket last time out. And the other one that I thought caught the eye was Tinglio, the Varian runner. Freddie Tylicky takes the mount up £6 from winning last time out at Lingfield. But again, could be a little bit more to come from that filly as well. I think I'm going to stick with what is likely to be the favourite in the shape of Mill Springs.
OK, then Mill Springs for John Gosden and Rab Havlin. Rapidly improving horse, that one in 3:55. We'll move then to Salisbury's next race coming up at 4:25. This one is the Group 3 Sovereign Stakes over a mile. 11 of them down to take their chances. A few good sorts, including last year's winner, Captain Cat. Bit of group action from Salisbury Pimmers.
Yeah, I'd imagine this must be their biggest race of the year, yeah, I should imagine. Yeah. 42,532 to the winner, so well worth picking up as well. And they've been given a very, very competitive field of 11 for this mile, Group 3. And I thought there were plenty of horses came in here with chances, to be honest. Last year's winner, Captain Cat, hasn't quite performed to the level that he did last year when he won this race. And again, possibly, for me, it would be a watching brief on him. You could say the same with Custom Cut. He's possibly not performed quite as well as I'd like to have seen him done. He was behind Tullius last time out at York when he was finished fourth, and Tullius got the job done nicely. The other horse that I thought was an interesting one was Muharib. Now, again, last time out, you can forget his run. It was a very, very competitive race. If my memory serves me right, it was the
Lockinge,
yeah. Correct, young fella. So again, very competitive race indeed. Nothing as good as that in this field tomorrow. And he was a listed race winner prior to that. I do like the Marco Botti and Martin Harley as a combination. And if you can forgive and forget that last run, for me, Muharib is a definite player. And the other one I thought was quite interesting was Clive Cox runner, Gerald Mussey, coming over for a couple of rides for Cox tomorrow at Salisbury. And again, Cody Burr had a nightmare of a journey in the Group 1 Stakes at Shanty last time out. If you can forgive him that, again, he comes into the race with a big, big chance, because prior to that, his form was pretty rock solid. And again, he's racing off 112 tomorrow. He was rated 115 prior to that disappointing run in Shanty. So they have been given a very good race for the Sovereign Stakes with its Group 3 status. And I'm going to stick with Clive Cox and Gerald Mossey, Cody Bear.
Okay, Cody Bear then getting the vote for Pimmers in the feature race of the day from Salisbury. One more to come from their racing. It's the 5:25 that we'll take in now. A handicap over a mile and six. Nine of them set to take their chance in it. And again, it looks a reasonably good race.
Very competitive. I think, again, you've got to look at one or two of these thinking what sort of profile have they got, how progressive they are. The first one that springs to mind is obviously Irish Hawk. He was a readied winner at Lingfield last time out. Mile and three furlongs was the distance of that race. Steps up three furlongs tomorrow evening. But again, definitely a progressive profile for the Luca Kamani trained runner. You've also got Mashmore Approach from the Sir Michael Stout Yard. Steps into handicap company for the first time tomorrow afternoon. Not overly burdened with a mark of 78. And again, first two outings had the visor on. They left it off less time. Went a bit left-handed at the start. Visor back on tomorrow. Certainly should well help his concentration and hopefully get him back on the right track. And again, steps up in distance by a couple of first furlongs tomorrow. And another horse that I'd love to see run well is Star Raider for the Huey Morrison Yard. Jimmy Fortune is booked to ride this one. And Jimmy having his first day back on Wednesday at Salisbury. I think he was down for two runners, only one run. So yeah, whether he gets off the mark on the Wednesday remains to be seen. But it's good to see one of the elder statesmen back in the saddle. And Star Rider certainly wouldn't be without his chance in this 5:25 at Salisbury. But I'm going to take a chance with the handicap debutante, Mashcore Approach.
OK, Mashcore Approach then for Sir Michael Stout and Ted Durkin getting the vote in that 5:25. Go over to Lingfield then for the final race on the podcast. We're on the turf at Lingfield for a 7-furlong handicap at 6:15. Who caught the eye here?
Well, Wee Jean wins off 85, wins off 90. She's marked 94 tomorrow evening at Lingfield Park. She's certainly the filly that is in form for this race. There's also a good price to be picked up, 7,439. So all to play for. Can she defy that £9 rise in the weights? I'm not so sure she can, to be honest. And you might think I'm going crackers, Sam. Not for the first time.
Yeah, I thought you'd already gone crackers.
Yeah, but I'm going to take a chance with Assault on Rome, the Mark Johnson filly, Sylvester D'Souza. She's ran about four or five times in July. Like, she had a real hard time of it, real busy. But I just think she could bounce back to form tomorrow night, simply because I didn't think, other than the top weight Wee Jean, any of the others were really in scintillating form either. And I just thought a little bit of value for money could well be had with Assault from Rome. And at this moment in time, you can't leave Mark Johnson's runners out. You can't leave Sylvester out. They're teaming up. I think we might get a bit of value. Assault on Rome.
Okay, Assault on Rome then in that 6:15 at Lingfield Park. I'm about 8-1 on the early tissue prices as we have them, so it would offer a bit of value. Dead 8 at the time of recording as well, so possibly an each way angle into the race. Just remind us then, please, Bimmers, one more time, your selections for Thursday's action.
Yeah, well, we start off in the 3:55 at Salisbury, and we're going to side with Mill Springs for John Gosden and Rab Halvlin in the big race of the day at Salisbury. It's the Group 3 race. I'm going to take a chance with Frenchman Gerald Mossy and Cody Bear. And then at Salisbury in their 5:25 in the handicap, making his handicap debut for Sir Michael Stout, Mashcore Approach. And then waiting till 6:15 at Lingfield Park for the Phillies handicap, the team that can do no wrong, Mark Johnson and Sylvester D'Souza. And I'm going to have an Assault on Rome each way at 8-1.
Excellent stuff. There we are then. Chris Pimlott's thoughts ahead of Thursday's action. And you'll hear every race live from 1:05 p.m. on William Hill Racing Radio. It's Darren Owen, Paddy Aspall and Pimlott Jr., Ollie Pimlott in the studio for Fontwell, Beverley and Salisbury in the afternoon. Fosslass, Lingfield, Leopardstown and Tremor on Thursday evening. A little bit of something for everyone throughout the course of the day. So do join us for all of that. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Pimmers, and best of luck with the selections.
My pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.